of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. And as I mentioned, I'm very tolerant and I like to hear, I like to talk about controversial things and other issues. And that tolerance, of course, does not imply acceptance or endorsement of everything that a guest may utter. My guest today is Larry Engel. His articles are posted at guerrillamedia.co.nz. And this is very fascinating. We were talking about all of the, you said 47 children had been killed, and yet we don't have all of this, all of these world, influential big people attending their funerals.
Or the world publicity about it. And what did I say earlier about the double speak? Because they want to put this murder in your face, say, we did it, we're a satanic cult, we can commit murder right to... We're going to have a human sacrifice. We're going to do it right in your face, and we're going to do it all over the world, but we're not going to get caught. We're not going to be punished. And so what is it about the official story? Well, they was reporting the press that some police official, what police official? What's his name? Who is he? The press don't tell us, but the police official said, this is kind of like all the gang shootings. People just get collateral damage. People just get accidentally shot in all these gang shootings. But we don't know who said that. The other thing is, we don't have a killer. You can't have a killer in a satanic ritual. You have an implication that's something called a gang. Well, what's the name of the gang? Where do they live? What did they do? Who are they? Well, they have names. There's also a killer. Do we know the name of a killer? No, there's no killer. So that side of the official story, just like with the Houston, is all kind of mushy and quicksand that you don't get your feet into any real information. And at the same time, the satanic cult is saying, we did this. We're pushing it down your throat.
Yes, and I think that there are other people and other things that they've done, and this is very, very much like how they operate. They write books that they quote unquote, they write books telling us what they are going to do, how they're going to do it, and they don't realize that, they do realize that a lot of people simply don't read the books, and they just live off sound bites from TV or from the radio, and so they can get away with all of the stuff that they do. And my question is, who is behind the current resident in the White House and Rahm Emanuel and the governor? How did they happen to attend this funeral? Who suggested that they do this? I mean, that's a big question right there.
Who ordered them? And I don't think we can necessarily, I could answer that in, you know, they're all globalists. You also have what you mentioned earlier. You know, most people in America think, when they think the word Jewish, they think of the people of the Old Testament. But
I don't think so. I think people are getting smart. They don't think of the people of the Old Testament.
Yeah, because there is a group who call themselves Jews who are physically not connected to the Middle East. They're Khazars, they're Ashkenazi. That they repudiate the Old Testament, they repudiate the Ten Commandments, and they follow something called the Kabbalah, and they follow the Talmud, and they follow the Zohar. And if you want to know more about what that group believes, you can read Elizabeth Dilling. Have you heard of Elizabeth Dilling?
I'm sure. Oh, yes, I have her book. I do. In fact, I was just reading through it a couple of days ago, she did one about the record of Franklin D. Roosevelt. Okay, we have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back and we'll take your calls. Be right back.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Today is Larry Engel. This is Deanna. Larry's articles are posted at guerrillamedia.co.nz. And we haven't talked about Michael Jackson yet. There's a lot of controversy over that. Did he just stop accommodating the global, what you refer to as globalists? And of course, we know who the globalists are. They are also called internationalists, and they are mainly in charge of homogenizing the rest of us, because most of us, or we should be, nationalist. And then we need to also look at Marilyn Monroe. But anyway, what are your thoughts on Michael Jackson?
I think he became too hot a property. I think he was, the law was closing in on him, and he became worth more dead than alive. Michael Jackson imitators could go on and selling his stuff and stuff like it, and without the big controversy of what Michael Jackson was involved in. So I just think he became more valuable dead than alive, and they removed him, and then they
blamed the doctor.
And they blamed the doctor. Well, yeah, they got to have a fall guy.
Okay.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Sure. Well, we have a lot of guests or a lot of callers lining up. Did you want to complete some thoughts before we take some callers?
No, I think we covered it pretty well. The only thing is that you know we could look at the last Super Bowl with Whitney Houston, and you could see by four elements of prediction in there, and the four elements for this year's and then project it to next year's because they're going to do it next year, and I'm saying they'll do it next year. So I'm predicting a ritual murder of a Christian associated with some kind of fame next year and the year after.
Yes. Well, it is very interesting. I have interviewed David McGowan several times, and he talked about the music industry and how a lot of these people were associated with the intelligence apparatus in this country, and that they basically program our children to adopt all of this music, to idolize these people. And honestly, if my children were of the age, if they were 12 and 13, 14, I would not allow them to watch these evil people. These people.
You know why they do this? Do you know why they do this? The music industry, you know why they do this?
Tell us.
Sell dope.
Huh.
It's a marketing thing. They can't advertise. They can't come out and run an ad and say, okay, buy some cocaine, get high, and become an addict. So they say, look at Whitney Houston. This is a lie about Whitney Houston. She's not a drug addict. And she said on television the press was lying about her.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say, look at Whitney Houston. She takes drugs. She's a drug addict. And you're a fan of Whitney Houston. Isn't she your hero? You wish it's okay for her, and I'd be okay with you. And once the kids try it, they only have to try it. They mm-hmm. get hooked. It's an addiction.
Well, some of it is, absolutely.
So the whole thing about this music industry, it's a sales job. And I think you interviewed a guy not so long ago that said the CIA trained some of these bands. They brought in Hollywood stars to show how they would perform on a stage. And then he went and heard these bands rehearsing in their garage. And these famous bands couldn't play what Doodley did.
Right.
And all the music that you're hearing is done in the studio with old guys who are real professionals making real good sounds. And the guys up on the stage jumping around and the young guys have been trained by CIA. And the whole idea is to peddle drugs.
And also to peddle a particular culture, which is very demoralizing, and it does. Entertainment does affect the culture. All righty, let's take some callers.
Sure.
Let's take Chris in Las Vegas.
Why, good morning, Deanna and Mr. Larry Engel.
Hi, Chris. Do I know you, Chris?
Not that I'm aware of, although we may have some spiritual connections, I'm guessing.
Well, I was a talk show host in Las Vegas with Rod Douglas and Teddy Gunderson.
Ah, well, I remember
You were associated with Ted Gunderson?
Yeah, I know you don't like Ted, but yeah, I was. I wasn't one of his insiders, but he was on our talk show a lot.
Okay.
He covered a lot of stuff.
That's okay.
You don't like Ted so much, right?
Well, I know some stuff about him that is very disturbing. He had a lot to do with David Hinkson going to jail. But that's a different topic altogether. So, anyway, Chris, your question.
Well, hopefully I can add some enlightened, inspired spiritual concepts to what you've been speaking of. Particularly, you've addressed MK Ultra several times. I have an inspired interpretation that is suggesting M equals masters, and then it reads Cult of Ra.
Sounds right.
And so if we understand that many of the words that we use today have a deeper encoded or encrypted meaning within them, such as you've used Kabbalah, which would be an assembly of the worshippers of Baal, and you spoke of the 33-minute incremental lights out at the Super Bowl, as changing the momentum, well, the mo would be Moloch, and the mentum would be the action or the movements of Moloch, who is another one of their dark, satanic, pagan gods.
Absolutely. I'm not an expert on this end of the subject, but I have read some of these things, and the caller is telling you things that the Masons themselves and other satanic cults use to communicate between themselves.
Right.
Well, it's absolutely true, and what we're finding is that many of our commonly accepted and respected institutions have been co-opted or transmuted, changed into other forms that are being used for more evil purposes. Many of our churches have been, which are man churches run by pagan men who are purporting to represent positive forces, are now converted to being instrumentalities of this corruptocratic government that's running this country and many of the dark forces behind it that are influencing the masses through their podiums as spiritual representatives.
Could that be happening with the presidential inauguration?
Oh, absolutely. This particular administration is not what it appears to be. It is many things. It is whatever is convenient to be posed to the masses so that they can perceive it to be what they choose it to be, while it really has a hidden hand or agenda behind it that is completing the concepts to con the people that they are truly working furiously for.
You know, Lyndon LaRouche came forward and made a very profound, strong statement that he wanted Obama impeached because he was mentally ill, and the mental illness that Obama had was he was mind-controlled. What about that?
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean, LaRouche is pretty ill. He's just, LaRouche is one of the document and evidence guys, so he if he says Obama's mind-controlled, he's got some stuff that he
Well, he also promotes Roosevelt as some kind of savior for the United States, so I don't believe everything that comes out of his mouth.
Oh, I don't believe in that at all. Roosevelt was a big con artist.
Exactly. All righty. Chris, did you have some other things to add?
Well, I think that's pretty good for today, but I thank you so much for having this guest on, and he's a marvelously intelligent and studied individual, and his observations about the blackbird having relationships that would reign supreme in this massive debacle and presentation of honor dark forces is certainly not one that missed some of our other out here's observations and conclusions pre-game also. So I thank you very much for choosing another wonderful and inspiring guest this morning.
All righty. Thank you, Chris.
I agree with him. I agree with him.
Okay. Now Nancy wants to know, is it your opinion that celebrities, especially females, have handlers who are sometimes their spouses, such as Beyonce's husband, Hazy, who is a Freemason? Who happens to be a Freemason?
I think the word that she ought to look up is called Svengali. Have you ever heard that word, Svengali?
No, yeah. And please, people, don't associate that word with my name.
No, it's not Svengola. No, definitely not.
I know,
Svengola.
But we'll have. I'll get email about that.
Well, anyway, this is a kind of a thing that the Jews hate to be said, but the Svengali is a wandering Jew who searches around the world to find people he can exploit. And so Whitney Houston talked about dumping her Svengali, who was celebrating in the Grammy Awards underneath her body after she'd been murdered. So the Svengali is... Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, they even interviewed him. He said, well, Whitney Houston's dead now. He said all kind of nice things, but he was actually having a drink and celebrating it. Her body stayed in the room, Whitney Houston's body stayed in the room 11 hours while the Grammy Awards were celebrated underneath.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
So, the Nancy's correct. There's a connection there.
Sure. And we know that politicians also have handlers. All righty. Let's go to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and then we will take some other calls.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Larry Engel. His articles are posted at guerrillamedia.co.nz. And just a couple of comments from email and one from the chat room is that somebody said, I have friends who knew Michael Jackson and family very well. They say that he was about to go on tour and expose the New World Order. I believe these friends. Someone else said, Michael Jackson had a huge collection of National Socialist films and enjoyed watching them. You can also listen to his voice on YouTube where he says, the Jews are doing it on purpose. And he went on to talk about the Illuminati and whatnot. But do you want to make a comment about that? And then we'll go ahead and take another caller.
Well, it's all tied into the power structure. You know, the thing that, when you allow people to buy $100 bills for 4 cents apiece, they're going to take over the world. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Federal Reserve can do. They can buy $100 bills for 4 cents. They can also create money by just typing computer entries in.
Sure.
And if you don't mind, I have my own website.
Oh, yes. Yes. Go ahead.
www.lincolnamendment.net. And I have written an amendment to the Constitution, and people might want to visit that. That's off subject right now. That would be a whole other broadcast sometime. But they could also check that out.
Sure. Thank you. Sorry I didn't bring that up. All right. Let's take somebody that refers to himself as a unit on the plantation.
Wow.
Welcome. Do we have him or her?
Hi.
Hi.
I have I have a story about California and the ritual, satanic ritual killing that some people know about, most people consider it, in Altamont. And the Rolling Stones made a film about it called Give Me Shelter. And this happened in Altamont, California back in 1969. This was supposed to be the second Woodstock. And it was held at a racetrack in Altamont, California. And it was going to be like a Woodstock, too. And they had the Hell's Angels in charge of security. And what happened, the Rolling Stones were on stage. They were playing the song Sympathy for the Devil. There was a young man that they stabbed to death, the Hell's Angels stabbed to death a young man right in front of the stage. Just stabbed him to death. And a lot of people consider that a satanic ritual killing. And it was supposed to, I think, terminate the love and peace Woodstock generation. It was supposed to, just kill the love and peace movement, peace and love and Woodstock movement.
Right. And there was quite a large anti-war movement. And certainly the music industry came along or the people that run the music industry certainly altered the entire movement to something else.
So the things that I have found is that usually the human sacrifice in a satanic ritual is a Christian of some degree, strength of degree of being a Christian, and that there's usually a double speak. There's two explanations. One is they want you to know that they murdered this person as a satanic ritual. At the same time, they want to have another alternate explanation that the person was stabbed by somebody, and that's usually kind of wishy-washy. In this case, he's saying they know the Hell's Angels stabbed him, or maybe that was just a suggestion that if in that case that fits in with a satanic ritual, that maybe the Hell's Angels knifed this guy. But those are things you want to look for in a satanic ritual: the double speak, the fact that the person's a Christian, and they're made famous by this. And those are three things I can point out. There may be others which I take up later, but right now.
And of course, by claiming that you're a Christian, you bring in all of these younger listeners. And they think it's okay, and their mother says, oh, yes, go ahead. And then incrementally, the so-called Christian turns out to be quite evil.
Well, I'm a Christian, but I don't really get into Christian churches because of the 501c3. I think when a church takes an income tax 501c3 deduction, that it becomes satanic.
Right, but what I'm saying is singers like Britney Spears. I think she was sold as a very nice young woman, and then all of a sudden she turns into something quite different. And by that time, she already had a lot of listeners and fans.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's a really good point. And all they got to do is get these kids to try these narcotics. They just experiment with them a little bit, and then they're hooked. And then they can
it's not even the narcotics. Look at the gyrations and all of the, it's embarrassing to watch these people. It is just absolutely embarrassing.
Well, the thing is, I think what you're getting at, and you got at this before, is that when you have financial power, you have banking power, and you have a strong family unit, a strong moral country, that banking power is weakened. It can't have its influence. So when they degrade the morals and they turn the whole society upside down and attack the marriage, the sacred marriage ceremony, and all that kind of thing, that increases the power of the bankers.
Sure. All righty, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Our guest today is Larry Engle. His articles are posted at guerrillamedia.co.nz. Joe sent me an email. He said, one of the main objectives of the Jew World Order is to destroy Christianity. They have done this by turning most into Judeo-Christians. There are some, however, who don't fall into these machinations but need a belief system and are captured by the New Age movement where you don't have to pray to God because you are a God. I have friends who are New Agers who consider themselves light workers. Who is the ultimate light worker but Lucifer? And then he said, do you see any connections or any thoughts about this? And I was thinking, think about the lights that these people use in their acts and think about the lights going out at the Super Bowl.
Diana, think about the New Age magazine. What was it called before it was called the New Age magazine?
I have no idea.
It was a Masonic magazine.
Oh. Interesting. And
well,
of course,
yeah,
then...
it's interesting. No, this is a every Mason receives this publication, and it was the Masonic magazine, and then all of a sudden it became called the New Age magazine.
Well, see, I was not aware of that, but that's very interesting. And of course, I always associate the light worker with Lady Liberty, the Statue of Liberty, that was a Masonic gift to the United States after the successful culmination of the so-called Civil War, and that was created by Masons. And so, I covered that in my first book. Anyway, let's take another caller.
Sure.
Let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Let's take this program to the heights of truth. I've brought up comparison of...
And are you going to do that for us, Richard?
I am. I'm going to piggyback on what Larry and Chris said and take it one step further. I brought out the program of changing from a tribal mentality to a herd mentality. The tribe has a spiritual oneness where the herd is has to be involved in mind control, because the difference is the tribal mentality, they can't kill one another. Humans can't kill each other. They can just posture like the gorilla and scare each other. They can't actually do any self-destruction. In a herd mentality, and that's the business model. These people that are running this show, the interbreeding sociopathic tribe, they're into population control and depopulation, and they've been perfecting this program since the Caesar's times, the Flavians. And this model has been perfected to a point where they have us programmed that we commit suicide and we kill each other as part of the depopulation control. Stanford Prison Experiment or the Milgram Experiments, they know how to mind control us to get us to do the work. And they've created this Abrahamic religion thing of the three branches of the tribe. It's all total illusion. Satan was created at the same time. Free will. How do you control the people? As Larry pointed out, you get them to renege on all their immoral philosophy, and you get them into an amoral situation where they can complete their program. The program is on track. These people are smarter than we think, and they're running the show.
All right, your comments,
he's right.
Larry.
He's right. I agree totally. He's right. No, this is this has been going on. Actually, the banking thing that we're talking about, there's an author named William Stewart who has made a presentation, shows that this banking thing has been highly skillfully practiced in 700 A.D., the model that, if anyone really wants to understand what's happening to our country right now, you could look at the East India Company and the British East India Company and the Dutch East India Company, where the bankers control through loans all the corporations, and the corporations then control the government. And just as he's talking about the tribal, but, you know, We part of killing people and controlling the population and reducing the population is all part of the same agenda. Your caller is right on. He's just absolutely right on.
All righty. Well, thank you, Dick. Appreciate your call.
Well, one last thing is that's it. If you study the history, that's why we have to learn from history, you'll see the same program being recycled over and over again. These people can't learn new techniques because they're working so well. What we have to do is be aware of the techniques. That's the only way we can bring this thing to an end, and that's our challenge as humans.
And that's how Larry Engel predicts the murder of a Super Bowl 6 weeks before it happened, because I looked at the Super Bowl before and said they're going to repeat it, and I'm saying they're going to do it again next year and maybe the year after.
Unless we step up, we as enlightened human beings have to step up and stop the cyclical pattern.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Richard, for enlightening us. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, let's take Brian from Boston. Brian,
hey,
welcome to the program.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I just wanted to respond to the call regarding the Altamont Speedway concept. You know, it was heralded as the West Coast Woodstock. And what took place there, a young black gentleman by the name of Meredith Hunter had pulled a gun in front of the stage. And he was stabbed to death by a Hell's Angel who were acting as security that day. But many folks believe that young black man was there to assassinate Mick Jagger on stage. So I guess you wonder about, you know, was he one to be sacrificed also along with, say, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, you know, all these rock and roll leaders of the day? Makes one wonder.
Indeed.
Yep.
Where are your comments?
John Lennon, did we mention John Lennon?
Did we mention who?
John Lennon.
Oh, yes, we haven't mentioned him. I think you better mention him.
You know, I don't know too much about that, but I understand that he was, the Beatles, what do beetles do? Well, they get in the cornfield and eat up all the, ruin all the cornfield. And so that's what the beetles were sent forward. They sort of started that whole rock generation. And I think, Lennon just knew too much and then his time came up.
Indeed. Yes, because he was talking about peace and people were going to listen to him. And then you also have to bring in Pat Tillman. People would listen to Pat Tillman, especially a bunch of football enthusiasts who would definitely give him full attention. And so they had to take him out. They had to kill him. They had to assassinate him. Your thoughts on that?
I agree. Also, I'm saying this, murder of these babies in Connecticut was a government exercise anyway.
Well, certainly, whether there was anybody killed or not, they exploit every single incident. And of course, since that occurrence, they have certainly been, there's been a lot more killings. But I think we also need to look at an even bigger sacrifice of 57 million infants who have been sacrificed in something called freedom of choice since 1973. And the same group of people are behind that.
I don't think I'll comment. Go ahead.
Well, that's just my views on it.
You know, one thing I want to mention also is the Beyonce, when she sang at the inauguration, brought her own music. She did not sing with the military band. If she had sung the Star Spangled Banner with the military band, that would have had a negative effect upon their satanic ritual. That may have drawn away from it to sing with the military band. So she brought her own music, and she was accused of lip-syncing as if it was something. But they made a great, huge promotion out of that. That became a big advertisement to watch the Super Bowl show. And it was very interesting how she strutted to the camera singing the Star Spangled Banner, and she had to be mic'd, of course, all the way back from wherever she strutted. So it was all a big show. But
everything on TV is a big show.
She had to bring her own music to that inauguration. She couldn't use a military band.
Right. All right, Brian, are you still with us? Nope. Okay, he dropped. All right, if you'd like to call in and make a comment or ask a question, do that. You can call in at 800-313-9443. Who else has died? You know, when you start thinking about famous people who have died, you think of Marilyn Monroe, you think of other people. And I haven't looked up when she died, the date of her death, but she was certainly murdered. It was by in conjunction with her housekeeper and her Jewish psychiatrist, and they did not call the police for something like 6 hours.
One thing I think that's very, very, very significant about Marilyn Monroe, and I think you and I talked about this before, and you weren't aware of it because I was telling you something about I forgot his name, but a big movie star. These stars are used as in sexual bait to trap political figures and judges.
Oh, yes.
And I think Marilyn Monroe was used that way. Errol Flynn was the one I think you and I talked about one time. And these stars are used to trap these political in a sexual kind of a thing, and then they're photographed and that sort of thing. And I think Marilyn Monroe knew too much. Now, what was happening to Marilyn was she was the kind of star that required a physical youth to make her popularity. She wasn't necessarily a great actress. She was more of a sex symbol. And so she was growing older. Well, the studio was degrading the quality of her movies, using less technicians, using less story writers and all that, and she felt that very strongly, that she was being put down by the studios, and I think Marilyn Monroe was threatening the studios that she could go public as a famous person with this inside information about all the dirty things that were going on. And I think that started her towards being eliminated, and then they thought, well, let's tie this up with Kennedy. So then they had her go sing the birthday song at one of the Kennedy events, and then they made a big story out of that. And if you read that whole, Hirsch, I think, is the writer that wrote up this whole thing.
It's all speculation.
There's absolutely, in my mind, there's no connection between Marilyn Monroe and President Kennedy, other than she admired President Kennedy, and she did a song, a kind of a happy birthday, Mr. President song that she did. I don't think there was any connection, but I think that was all an attack on Kennedy's reputation after he had been murdered.
Indeed.
So, yeah, Marilyn Monroe is a case example.
Right.
And in the Whitney Houston situation, we can look at the sports aspect of it. It was the New York Giants against the New England Patriots in that game, because I know you're not you don't bother to watch those charades, but the New York Giant Wall Street demonstration money industry giants were playing against the All-American Constitution-loving New England Patriots, kind of symbols. That's what I'm talking more symbolically.
Right.
And so the Giants were to win, and they won by 2 points, I believe. And how did they get those 2 points?
Now, aren't the some documents regarding JFK, aren't they supposed to be released sometime soon?
I just heard that there were some just released, though there was a sale of some of the memorabilia. Yeah, 50 years after the assassination, they're supposed to be released.
Okay.
And, but the most startling thing about that is that there's a picture in the Warren Commission that shows that when he was assassinated, his motorcycle patrol is supposed to be riding beside him, is riding 10 yards behind.
Away. I mean, it was very interesting. Yeah, of course, depends on whose film you're watching.
Yeah, and all his Secret Service agents are back on the limousine. Nobody's on his limousine.
But you have to figure out, okay, was that the Zapruder film? But, hey, we do have another caller. Let's take a quick caller. Jesse in Montana. Jesse, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good. I kind of had a question. I guess you could say I kind of just thought of this in my head back when it was happening. But what about Mel Gibson? I always, after he made that movie, The Passion of the Christ, it seemed like everything just went downhill for him. You think he was attacked by him?
Oh, yeah. I think it was after he said what he said when he got arrested for drunk driving, I believe. If he actually was drunk when they picked him up.
Yeah. But, I mean, and, they made him out like he was crazy, and you look at the simple facts, you're in a situation like that, and you got all these people sticking their noses in your business. Yeah, I think I would freak out, too,
Yeah. Somebody in the chat room just said, well, Dorothy Kilgallen was a reporter who said she was going to blow the lid off the Kennedy assassination case, and she was dead within a very short period of time after she said that.
Absolutely. Dorothy Kilgallen was an assassination, yes.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with Kennedy, that big speech he did a week before he got shot. I mean, that's just...
Yes. Yes.
I just kind of wondered about him. So, I always liked Mel Gibson, and they made him out to be such a bad guy, and it's just too bad,
Indeed.
Yeah, they assassinated his character after they murdered him. That's interesting.
Right.
All right, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Have a great one.
You too.
The Mel Gibson movie, to me, I wonder if that wasn't a kind of a setup, and if it was, rather than a good guy coming forward to do something good, it was kind of a setup to, in order to put him down. I'm not sure, but I have a little bit of question about it. I know that the fact that the movie, Did you know that the movie was all in Arabic?
I didn't go to see that movie. I don't watch a lot of movies.
It was the whole thing was in Arabic. Aramaic is the language, I guess. Aramaic. It was all the language of the Aramaic with the English subtitles.
Yes. Interesting.
I don't know if that was, yeah.
It's also interesting, you know, I mentioned the Zapruder film, and somebody said, yes, the Jewish man Zapruder was there to film the event. Does that bring to mind the five dancing Israelis? Hey, we'll be right back.
Do you know who Zapruder was?
Yes. All right, we'll be right back. Got to go to a break.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. Our guest today has been Larry Engel, and his websites are GorillaMedia.co.nz and LincolnAmendment.net. And somebody emailed me and said, I think you have to, this is kind of a general question. How many humans does your guest believe are sacrificed each year? And of course, I think you have to qualify that. Well, do you mean through people who die by giving their, by being an organ donor? Do you mean by people who are slaughtered, in the womb? Do you mean by people who are shot in the park, or do you mean, you know, I mean, you have to qualify that. But would you like to address that?
No, I don't think I can. I don't think I have the truthful information on it.
Right.
Well, I raised a question before we went to break that if you knew who Zagruder was.
He was Jewish.
Well, Zagruder owned the building across the street from the Texas School Book Depository. I think it's called the Tex-Mex Building or something like that, or the Dahl-Mex or Dahl-Tex or something building like that. He owns a building.
And he happened to take his camera that day, his movie camera?
Yeah, right. He just happened to take his camera that day. And there's another document that I saw that said that the Kennedy people had planned the parade route.
It was one person that planned the parade route.
Yeah, one person had planned the parade route, and then the Jewish members of the City Council of Dallas changed the parade route to the murder scene.
Interesting. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And it had to have that curve in the road so that the whole procession would slow down so that they could get a good shot, and also so that the logistics were all set up so that they could hide the shooters and everything.
Yep. Yeah, it had to be set up ahead of time.
Yeah. Well, this has certainly been interesting, to say the least.
Yeah. And the four elements I use to predict, it's just like it's a historic thing. I'm not a fortune teller, or I'm not psychic or anything like that. I just
You don't have a crystal ball?
No, I haven't got one of those. I'd like to have one. I might play with my dog and maybe fetch it. But I just looked at that last year's Super Bowl, and of course I didn't think Whitney Houston had died by accident. I thought it was a murder, and as I got into it deeper, it seemed to prove that out. And then I was able to look at this whole event and say that this make the prediction of the four things that are going to happen in the future at Super Bowls, and of course your caller mentioned, but we could intercede. So we could intercede, and that could change that. But otherwise, I could see the same thing happening, the same four things happening the next year and the year after.
Well, we're certainly going to hold you to that, and we'll have to keep those four things in mind. But it certainly seems like you have something here to think about when you put it all together.
But the real shocking thing is that the inauguration of the President of the United States becomes part of a satanic ritual, and the First Lady attends the funeral.
Yeah, too bizarre, even for them.
Bizarre, yes.
All righty, thank you so much, Larry, for being on the program today. We've run out of time. Thank you. Bye-bye,
bye-bye,
listeners. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye-bye, Larry.